You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
What's the story of your house?
Using
extortion on your kids?
A little bit. I think parents can kind of relate to this. It's that time of year where you kind of soak up the advantage of having Saint Nick coming in a couple of weeks and, pretty much getting your kids to do whatever you want because you hold Santa over their head, you know? And Santa's elves, we're a big fan of when Santa's elves come and visit the house and check in and make sure things are going good, make sure the rooms are staying clean, everybody's doing their schoolwork. I took the kiddos and popped over to my parents' house yesterday just to get them out of the house because they've been cooped up. And sure enough, I mean, the elves even appeared at my parents' house because the kids were starting to act up a little bit and be a little too rowdy. And Nanny even spotted a couple elves that had twinkled in and were keeping an eye on things. And boy, did those kids just shape right up. It's fantastic, Dom.
How much longer do you think this is going to be going on?
When's Christmas?
You know what I mean, especially with Reed.
This might be it. this might be the last year. Yeah, well, this might
be the last year
where he might catch some of these elves on his own. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. We were talking about that.
Yeah, I saw some story the other day that was explaining how long you can use that with the average child.
Sure.
The number is dropping each year.
Yeah. They definitely have access to
more information.
Forms of information, yes.
including your oldest maybe saying a few things to your youngest. Are you prepared for that?
I know. No. That's going to be a sad time for us, I think. You kind of, some of the magic disappears.
Is it the loss of innocence? Is that what that
is? That's what it is, yeah. It is. But for
here's another question we're still
taking advantage of it.
Good for you, but here's my question. How exactly are you wording it? I'm curious what your threat actually is.
Oh, well, it's the elves are always here. The elves are watching. We use, and my mom uses too, they twinkle in and they sit up real high and we can see them and they twinkle in and they spy and then they twinkle away real quick.
How do you see them?
And go back to the North Pole. They're just super quick, Dom, and only adults can see them.
Oh,
yeah,
gotcha.
Yeah, they don't let the kids see them, but the adults, they know because they'll wink at us or something like, we're watching for Santa.
I wonder about that whole explanation to children, too, that there are strange little men watching them.
I know, right? Yeah, so they, and then they also leave, little notes, because we do the elf on the shelf, too. That elf obviously looks over the house, too, and they leave little notes for Elfie at night. So when they wake up in the morning, there's little notes from Elfie, too, that have been written in really nice, curly Q elf handwriting.
My goodness, this is
telling the kids to, behave and do their work. And Elfie's got my back, Dom. Elfie's on team mom and dad, so it'll look cute in the scrapbook someday, I guess. I did wake up and I found Elfie in the guest bathroom downstairs in our house this morning, sitting up kind of up high by the light, so kind of a pervy little elf, I guess. In there watching me pee. I don't know.
Get him out of there.
I know. Get him out immediately. Twinkle away, little elf. Twinkle while I tinkle.